everybody, and welcome to episode 119 of the Line of Genesis Week podcast. Back again with another Wanderers watch along. It's myself, Chris, and I'm also joined yet again by the ever-present Will Jones. Will, good evening, mate. How are
good
you?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I'm enjoying this new segment that we've got, and looking forward to doing some more today.
Well, let's pretend that it isn't 5 minutes since we recorded the last one. We're going to go straight into another pair of iconic Wanderers games, and we're going to ask you all to watch along with us on YouTube. These links will be provided by Will, both in the show notes and also on the socials for you to have a look at. Tonight's games are Wanderers against Blackburn and Wanderers against Wigan. The Blackburn game, so another new manager for us to discuss on this particular one, which was from December, Boxing Day, in fact, 2014. So sort of 4.5 years ago, we extended our winning form with a cracking win against Rovers. Neil Lennon was in charge, and the Wanderers team that day was as follows. In net, we had Lonergan. Right back, someone called Josh Vella, David Mill, DeVeet, Tim Ream, Neil Danz, Rob Hall, Chungi, Feeney, and Ida Good-Johnson. Subs that day were Heskey, David Wheater, and Liam Trotter. Unused subs that day were Bogdan, Moxie, Spearing, and Zach Clough. Blackburn's side was Steele, Henley, Hanley, Duffy, Olsen, Marshall, Tunnicliffe, Evans, King, Kearney, and Rhodes. And the subs they used that day were David Dunn, Conway, little link there to the present, and Rudy Gisted. The referee was Craig Parson, and the attendance a very healthy 23,203. So, Will, any particular memories of this game before we crack on with the video?
Yeah,
Andrew Heskey, they just come out of just signed for us that week, I think, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm sure everybody, you know, that's what everybody remembers this game for, really. And I, for some reason, I was absolutely convinced that those two had started up front. You know, the golden pair, as you like. But it turned out to be quite an iconic game, as we've said. You know, in front of 23k as well against Blackburn's quite a significant game in all respects. So
very healthy attendance, isn't it? I mean, Boxing Day goes some way towards explaining that, but this was just as we were on the precipice of things actually being moderately okay before the shit really hit the fan. The following season when players were sold and the managers left and things like that took place. But we won't talk about that tonight. Let's look back at more happier moments and watch the match. So are you ready, Will?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Perfect. So the counter is at zero. It's an 8:55 video from the official Wanderers website. So we'll give them credit for the quality of the video compared to the shit we watched before on a previous episode, that is. And we'll start the video in 3, 2, 1, play. There we go, a bit of high definition for you there.
Absolutely, with the new badge as well. I think it just introduced that season again. The makeshift Fiberlex sponsor on there, Jesus Christ.
Of course, yeah. Oh, Zach, bless his little heart.
Adam Bogdan, Heskey.
Yeah, there he is.
The man of the moment.
I don't care what the rest of his Wanderers career looked like. I think he'll always be fondly remembered because of this.
Oh, Dave, stealing the limelight. Your mate
Gary Bowyer. Gary Bowyer is certainly someone I would never be that unhappy about as having as manager at some point. I quite like him.
Yeah, he's been to a couple of Wanderers games, I think.
Bella at right back, flipping out. That brings back some memories. What do you recall about that?
I just remember them being a huge debate about him, whether or not that should be a regular fixture. But I think everyone agreed he was better further afield. But
definitely, Jordan Rhodes hitting the post there, and there's your man Feeney.
Not sure how that didn't go in, but...
No, it's a good chance, wasn't it? Bella back in a bit more of a familiar position. Oof, that's a cruncher.
That's a very heavy challenge.
It was, wasn't it? So we've got Rob Hall taking that free. God, grief. He was shocking. Absolutely shocking. I don't even know where he's playing these days.
Free kick from Rovers, back in. On the volley. Oh, what a save from Lonergan.
Good wall. Oof. Yeah, solid defending there. Solid defending. It was a good save, wasn't it? Low down to his right.
Absolutely. Reams just lost it. Blackburn break. 2-1-3. Marshall's steaming forward. He's got Rose to his left. Goes himself. What a save from Lonergan again. He's so underrated. I can't believe it. Well, when I say I can't believe, I actually can believe he's currently playing for the European champions.
Well, he definitely had his moments, didn't he? I certainly don't think he was anything world class, but for what we needed at the time, I thought he was perfectly acceptable. So here come Wanderers again.
That was definitely out from Feeney. Back in. Good Johnson. Well, oh! I thought I was in.
Wonderful. I remember that chance. This might be one of the, maybe his second or third comeback game, I think, from memory.
Yeah, but he was just absolutely fantastic every single time he played. He was just a cut above everybody.
Damn, just a shame he got treated the way he got treated on the way out, unfortunately.
Marshall, 3-3, Rhodes.
Remember that, yeah.
Oh, how has he put that wide?
Dan's losing possession is shocking, shocking.
Some huge chances being missed here.
You wouldn't trust Jordan Rhodes to miss many chances like that, would you?
Oh, what's happened there?
There we go.
DeVries.
Oh, absolute scramble. He's given a free, he gave a free kick as well for something or other, God knows what. I don't know. DeVries, I never liked him.
Chungi.
Never liked many of these.
Done well there. Oh, straight at the keeper.
Yeah, he's just such a class player. And I thought that was the best thing that Lennon ever did, that playing him in that attacking midfield role, I think.
Absolutely.
Absolutely the best thing he ever did. And that, of course, he was only, I think it was a year later, he went to
Palace. How easy is that? Straight downfield from Blackburn. King in.
Yeah.
Rounds Lonergan.
Josh King's there you go. A good one on the fantasy football as well. Josh King's always worth picking up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ream going forward here. Good Johnson.
I don't
great
really
turn.
Remember Ream being that attacking, but he's been attacking.
Oh, good test from Chungi on Jason Steele, I think it is.
Good save.
Feeney keeps it alive. Oh, off the bar.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd tell you that he meant that as well.
Second half, wonder the Macron or Reebok rather.
I remember the condition being
absolutely saturated.
Yeah, Rob Hall coming off to absolutely the surprise of no one. Get Big Emil on. Everybody wants a piece of Big Emil.
What an impact.
Vela, yeah, so Vela, again, I really, his time at right back just a complete blur to me. I really don't remember a great deal about it.
I'm amazed Prattley didn't just fall to the floor then, but Heskey stays strong. Ball in. Feeney found it. Oh, side netting.
He should have passed it back to Good Johnson then. Edge of the box, he was waiting.
Absolutely. Bradley, go on, fall over. What a good flick from Feeney. Didn't mean it.
Brilliant.
Bellerin. Heskey. Oh.
That was the Heskey that we thought we were getting, didn't we, at that moment? We were all groaning about, what the hell are we doing here? Who would think that his hero status would be secured not too long after?
Look at that, recovered from Dan's down the left.
Henry, very neat.
Good Johnson, Stevie Ford, here it is. The moment. Definitely offside, but we'll have it.
Don't care one bit what an absolute pass that is.
What a moment. I remember it just absolutely erupted that minute. It was just, everyone couldn't believe it, and I don't think Rovers fans would ever have been more ashamed of themselves.
And what a brilliant celebration as well, just arms out like with Eric Cantona 10 years before. Absolutely.
See the lads on the front row with that Rovers crowd there, hands in the... We've just conceded to Heskey.
Yeah, Good Johnson to Heskey. It's like something from Championship Manager 4 or something. It's right across the middle of that box. Fantastic. I hope everyone else is watching this with as much of a smile on the face as I've got. I remember this so clearly. Absolutely brilliant.
Good Johnson with Good another Johnson, just great ball.
Every touch is just...
Just never wasted a pass, did he?
No, he didn't need to be quick. He didn't need to run.
No.
I think this was probably about 12 months or so before...
Great touch again. Perfect pass again. Prattley across. Oh, Chungi off the line.
Oh, good saving tackle in fairness.
Absolutely. Keeps it alive. Back in. Oh, straight out.
Look how full the home end is. It's absolutely amazing. I'm sure they'd be able to get something similar like that for another big game at Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Feeney back in. Prattley!
Yes, have it.
This celebration as well. Love
it. It's funny. No, man. He had some shocking moments, but he also had some half decent moments.
He always just seemed to be there at the right moment, didn't he? Like, just tuck it away.
I mean, that was a...
Simplest of finishes, but... Not straight through Hanley's legs.
Wasn't the cleanest hit in the history of world football, but it didn't need to be, did it? Just get it straight in there.
Oh,
get
fantastic.
It right up, yeah.
Good Johnson. Just absolute class oozing.
Yeah. I remember on the first game back, he did something where he just did a simple dummy and a feint to somebody, and it was like we'd never seen football before. It was absolutely amazing. There you go. Heskey's back. Bless him. And I think
Dan shrugged off the ball. No surprise there. That Marshall's quite a good player at Rovers, I think. A couple of good attacks from there.
Yeah, he did. Oh,
Has that not been given?
Disallowed. I remember Matt Mills' desperate dive towards the ball on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, back off the line, off the bar.
We're not getting replays here.
Oh, the post! Oh! Stuck in the net.
I remember celebrating that miss like we just scored. Absolutely fantastic. Here they come again. Things are getting desperate now.
How good is that, Marshall? Fucking Lonergan again.
Yeah. That'll do. Oof. You know what? I always remember that one. I wonder why he didn't catch it, but maybe he saw it a bit late or something.
Yeah. Huge kick upfield. Is that that? Yes.
That'll do. Get it right up yours.
Have it.
Fantastic. What a Christmas present that was. I remember Heskey scoring against Cardiff, but I don't really remember him scoring any other goals for us apart from that.
No, but what a player.
Yeah, most definitely. So all we're watching at the moment is just the celebrations at the end of the video. We'll let it just play out a little bit, and then we'll move on to the next game, which is Wanderers against Wigan. So thoughts on that game, Will?
Yeah, it's fantastic. One of the moments that stands out definitely to me, more than most in the last 5 years or so. So, yeah, just a pleasure to watch that as well, you know, and the smile on the face, you know, when you see Heskey put that away.
It's phenomenal. Absolutely brilliant, Monty. It was, I think, between that and the one a few weeks later, before we played Blackburn, when Eagles scored the goal in the last minute, which I think was the season before, just absolutely stunning. So, with that in mind, we'll let the video play out and we'll move on to the next one, which is Wanderers against Wigan. So we're going to just get this lined up. So Will, I'll give you a second or two to get your counter to zero on this particular one whilst I watch a lovely advert with a nice fella in glasses eating some Oreos.
I've just had exactly the same. Get that skipped.
We'll go back to zero. So again, just a bit of context for this particular one. This is just a couple of months before the game that we've just watched. This was in November of 2014. Actually, a game against Wigan that saw us move out of the Championship relegation zone. Again, Neil Lennon was in charge, as we know. The game, the lineups for Wanderers is very similar to the one we just saw previously, with Lonergan, Vella, Mills, DeVeet, Ream, Davies, Danz, Feeney and Lee. The changes being Clayton and Craig Davies up front for Wanderers. Subs that day were McNaughton, Moxie, Spearing, Mason, Beckford, Hall and Paddy Kenny. I forgot about Paddy Kenny playing for us. Wigan's team had Carson, Perch, Bennett, Kiernan, Figueroa, Hughes, Forshaw, Maloney, Espinosa, McManaman and Fortune, with the subs being Tavernier, McCann, McLean, Nichols, Cowie, Waghorn and Christ. Referee being Scott Duncan and the attendance 17,282. Will, any particular memories of this one before we crack on?
Well, just to say then again, a relatively healthy attendance, you know, 17k, it's not bad. I've got to be honest, for some reason, I have really, really good connections with this video. I would hate to admit the amount of times I've watched it because it just bears some sort of greatness with me. I just really like watching this video. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's Wigan, I don't know whether it's the goals. I was always a fan of Max Clayton. Nobody ever seemed to agree, but I just thought this was going to get him off and running. Sadly, it never did. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think this is just one that I love watching, having it been, you know, watching it on TV and seeing everyone and have everyone see, you know, us rub it into Wigan is quite a nice memory to have, really. So
definitely. And I think Clayton was always an earnest player, but I'm afraid I don't have any particularly more positive memories than just this game, I guess, of his time.
No,
again, it was completely injury hit, unfortunately, but hey, you never know. We've always got our memories, haven't we?
Of course.
So this is a slightly longer video. It's 13 minutes 28, but we'll persevere all the same, because why not? We're having a good time. Absolutely. So our counters are at zero. And again, Will, if you'll put the link to the same video in the show notes and on the socials, everyone can crack on and watch. So in the absence of anything else to say, let's press play in 3, 2, 1, play. Here we go.
Another very professional intro from our media team.
Yeah.
Oh, this was the remembrance game, wasn't it?
I was just going to say what they're doing on the side, but of course, yeah, the first week of November it would have been, wouldn't it? There they are with the poppies on the shirt. Intersport, that's an old-fashioned sponsor for Wigan, that I like that.
I was going to say, disgustingly, this was a very horrendously observed minute silence, only from the Wigan fans, but
well remembered.
Expect nothing less.
I don't remember that detail.
I mean, I'm without the audio on this, but had I been watching it with sound, I'd remembered it very... Well, this is the issue, Chris. I hate admitting how many times I've watched it, but I do know for a fact that there was a lot of shouting during this, and it was deeply disrespectful.
it's a good kit, that, for Wanderers. I know we spoke about in the first watch along the fact that the kit wasn't the greatest, but I think I've still got that one with 22 good Johnson on the back somewhere, so maybe I'll put that in a frame at some point. Or
just watching the last post now.
Yeah, fantastic. Again, not something we can afford to have these days, but you never know. And looking very sombre, probably thinking about where he's going to go for a pint after the game.
There was all that debate about whether or not he was going to wear a poppy, wasn't there? And you know, he's got a massive one on his sleeve and a little pin one on his breast there as well. So
I was very disappointed it didn't work out with Neil Lennon. I thought when he came in that we had a good one on our hands, but maybe the right manager at the wrong time, perhaps. Oh, Uwe Rosler. I forgot he was in charge of Wigan.
Yeah.
There you go, young cadet there.
Splendid.
Looking up at the bright lights.
I think
they must have filmed the entire minute silence here, you know.
I think they did as well.
There you go, Callum McManaman, little turd.
He hit the bar about four times in this game, I think. He was always a bright, tricky...
Yeah, he was a little swine, wasn't he? A little nuisance, but... I'm completely relying upon your memory for the finer details on this one, because the one we've just recorded, the Blackburn game, I remember extremely clear. This one's a little bit fuzzier. I remember this being one of Chungi's crowning glories, with Lennon playing him again in that attacking midfield role and him just being absolutely fantastic throughout. But let's get on with the game and see what's got.
Minute silence out the way, let's have it.
Good. What do you prefer, minute silence or minute applause, Will?
I think with it being a derby, it perhaps would have been more appropriate to have an applause, but
I think both have got the place, haven't they? But anyway, absolutely. I'm on to the game. There's your man Chungi. Craig Davies, what a stump.
I didn't mind him, I thought he was good.
I'm not surprised to hear that. Here they come on the attack, see what Vella can do against McManaman. I thought Vella often struggled against
Pete McManaman. Pete all ends like up, absolutely.
Yeah, he's not a... Not a right back in defence, you know. He did an admirable job, but that's the most he can do. But there you go. First two attacks, they're focusing down that side, aren't they?
The pitch looks massive for some reason. McManaman absolutely canes one off the bar.
Yeah, the pitch looks beautiful as well. It's in great nick.
It does, yeah. Oh.
Dan's there. You go. Another one who had a couple of high points, but
well taken.
Few of those.
In it goes. Can't make anything of it. Chungi keeps it alive.
Turn. Oh.
DeVete, of all people, trying to get a shot off her.
Well, what a surprise him to be out of position, but about 60 yards out of position. We're going up front. But Chungi, I just remember Chungi having so much of the ball.
It's just a free roam, wasn't it, that he had that game?
Just being able to.
Into Clayton.
Magic.
Good test of Scott Carson there, I think it is.
Yeah, it is, you're right. I mean, Clayton obviously had the youthful enthusiasm and the raw skill there, most definitely, and we got him for an absolute song as well, didn't we? Just a couple of hundred down.
Yeah, it was
just a shame that he got injured when he got injured, just as he was starting to become a bit more of a regular. Dangerous game playing that sort of ball to DeVete.
I think this is where he lost it as well, isn't it?
No, he did all right. Surprise! But look at
Mark David, just unplayable.
Yeah, I mean, again, end product not so much. But
not quite, but nobody was taking that off him, were they?
No, we've nobody that can do that these days. Vella being a bit sloppy there, he is Fortune. But who's this guy running through? Is it Sean Maloney, I think? Too much.
Yeah, well recovered.
Sloppy play from Wanderers there.
Do you remember, just thinking about Matt Mills now, didn't we play him up front for a couple of games?
That doesn't surprise me. I remember we paid £2 million for him, and I don't think we got a good game out of him.
No. Oh, off the post again.
Another one off the woodwork, yeah. I don't remember them being this dominant, but it looks like they've had the better of some of these early exchanges, haven't they?
Absolutely. Another one firing, just one.
Yeah, so the midfield standing off a little bit there, but Mark Davies was never going to put in a shift defensively, was he?
No.
Here we go. That completely slipped my mind as well.
Yeah, this is the goal. What a ball from Chungi. Straight into Clayton. Couldn't miss. Through the legs.
Really good finish, that, wasn't it?
Just absolutely.
Nice and calm, no messing about, and then here they go. You tell him, Lenny. Gary Parker always looked like he'd slept under a bridge.
and the famous you are Mallaby, one of the same since he's left.
This pass from Chungi, first time. Just
must what, the waiting on it. Look.
Outstanding finish. Outstanding goal all around. That brilliant 1-0 to the Whites. Fantastic. Oh yeah, Scott Carson there being made to look like a right dickhead. Is he still playing?
I think he is on some level. Yeah, I thought he was on Derby's books last of all people, but
okay.
Could be wrong.
Frank, one of Frank's boys. There we go. Matt Mills get the ball and just belt it one. Seems to have had a bit of a trend for that over the last few years, haven't we? Centre halves are not especially fantastic on the ball, but look at Chungi there. What brilliant skill! Just
Ream getting forward again. Once piece of the action.
I wonder if this was before we'd re-signed Good Johnson then.
Oh, he's done incredible. Right, Ream to keep that in.
Mm.
Yeah, I think this was just before, was it?
Yeah, I guess it must have been because he's nowhere, is he, at this one, and he would have been.
Yeah, Dan's sitting down, can't go get the space, done well to keep it. A lot of energy from him, just Clayton there. Oh,
he was. You know what? I never watching this back now. Neil Dan's properly two footed. I saw him take a foot after his left foot as well on there.
Yeah. Feeney, looping ball, what header from Craig Davis.
Go.
Bang!
He did, he hung up in the air for absolutely ages there, didn't he? Good goal, that. Famous, of course, for having his own surname tattooed on his arm. In case he forgot. But tell you what, some of these games just go to show how we didn't know we were born compared to the shit we have to play with these days. I was very guilty of moaning about most things at this time. But Christ, I'll give my right leg for half of these plays.
Let's just watch Craig Davis here, makes that run. He was the one who provided it.
Yeah,
hangs on, bang.
Real end-to-end goal, that really good. And a great cross as well, giving him time to get into the box. Fantastic.
Completely unintentional, of course.
Carson, yeah, he didn't get down very quickly then, did he?
I'm showing his age.
There we go.
I think this just strikes me as quite an emotional game, you know, like there was a lot of passion in this.
Yeah, well, local derbies, that's exactly the way they should be. And I must say, that's one thing in League One that I felt was lacking last time. Yeah, the fan rivalry was there, but the atmosphere wasn't that good.
No.
Especially the home games. Away games are slightly different, obviously, but I felt the home games were not too clever. Davies was honest, I guess, when it wasn't anything too atrocious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you compare him and Donaldson, you'd have Davies every day of the week, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
short. Clay should have finished that.
Look how young he looks, bloody hell.
Yeah, I think it what was he, 21 when he signed?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean, he should have been better than that, but didn't cost us anything at the end of it.
Not far away at all.
Unlucky. Alright, Mills, here we go, another one of his agricultural punts upfield. Oh, Vella that was.
It was Mills that won it, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Decks it with absolutely no. He wasn't even upended, he just fell over.
You can always tell when the player just sort of walks away.
Yeah, and he's just like. Don't even look at the ref, like.
Yeah, no, that was a very generous one, that one, not that we're complaining. Although he did have his arms around him, Luke.
Oh, he did, yeah, but Mills made a meal of it.
Here he goes.
Fantastic pen, this.
Yeah, with absolute nerves of steel.
Carson just looks ancient.
He always looked like that for about 25 years.
just constantly needs a wash.
Interesting goalkeeping technique, showing him to his left.
He went down the middle for this, didn't he?
Yeah, solid penalty that. Solid penalty.
Brilliant.
He always looked like he enjoyed playing for us as well, Chungi, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. That's how you do it, though. Three up against Wigan.
Yeah, hopefully one day we get to see him again.
I seem to remember, as if I haven't watched this video a million times, that Wigan scored an absolute screamer in a response. Not that it was much more than a consolation, but
yeah,
I think they probably got the pick of the goals, actually. So
I'll watch that. We'll wait for that to come in a second. I don't remember that at all, so let's have a little bit of a...
Lenny loved that. They could have had some riot screams.
Looking back at Lennon's reign, again, do you think it might, if things had been a bit different off the pitch, it might have been better for him on the pitch, or do you think he was always destined to fail?
I think he'd always just been the figure he is, you know, it was likely to affect his football as well, and I think in the end it did, and obviously we hear the stories coming out towards the end of his reign, you know, that it was beginning to impact things, and, you know, the relationships that he was having with, you know, with the club was starting to deteriorate, so it was... I think it was probably a good time that he left, to be honest. And although he could have been a decent manager, I think, if anything, without going into too much detail, you know, his personal life perhaps was always going to get in the way a little bit. So,
Another missed chance for Clayton there. Again, he could have had another one or two in this game, couldn't he? At the very least, that's four decent chances he had in the game. Here we go, Mark Davies again, just so comfortable on the ball. Oof.
Imagine if we just had him back. Oh, my. Imagine if we just had him back for a season.
Yeah, I hope he's all right, the guy.
I know.
Certainly had his fair share of problems on the field, so let's hope he has a happy retirement, if nothing else. Craig Davies there.
Stretching for that as if he couldn't have got to that.
Yeah, oh, Bella committed himself there. But James McLean, yeah, it is James McLean, isn't it? There we go.
Oh, yeah, sod.
Bit of pace and...
I think this is it when they score, yeah.
Good finish, that.
Yeah.
Little bell end, nice, decent finish.
It wasn't quite the scream I remembered, actually, that. I think it was...
A side foot volley from sort of 10 yards out.
It's not bad, is it? Yeah, I think it was actually the miss in the first half. You know, the one that just clipped the bar. I thought that he got in for some reason.
Yeah, no, I thought that he took that well. He's in that little spot, wasn't it, where the keeper had absolutely no chance of saving anything for
still
that.
Still the pick of the goals, that, really.
Fairly late in the game, from memory.
Yeah, I think it was 80-odd minutes, something like that, so... Well, one from Clayton, off we go again. 3-on-2.
In the world to Feeney.
Behind him, that. Well blown from Feeney, actually. Kept alive. Oh, just about. Dan's.
Give it Chung. There we go.
Knocking about nicely.
So comfortable.
Just...
It's like watching a different team, isn't it, all together?
Absolutely.
So easy on the eye, watching some of the forward runs, especially Chungi and Mark Davies, how comfortable they are with the ball at the feet.
That is completely what springs to mind, just so easy on the eye.
Yeah.
A little bit of a routine here going on, not sure what's...
And this was even you know, bottom four or five of the championship at the time, wasn't it, too? Let's not pretend that we weren't...
What's this, Barcelona? Straight through, Reims. Yeah.
We were struggling at the time, so I mean, to see the confidence of the guys when they're obviously playing so well against a local rival is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready.
Knocking it about.
And there you go, full time. Fantastic.
Proper win.
Unlucky.
Convincing.
So, yeah, this was a result that took us out of the relegation zone at the time and would lead on just five, six weeks later for the Blackburn game that we've just watched as well. So a couple of very decent home derbies just 4 or 5 weeks apart. So reflections on the game, Will. I know you said you've seen it a million times and I guess you'll probably watch it again.
Oh, absolutely. Sends me to sleep. No. No, it's fantastic, you know, it's always nice to get a win over Wigan, a convincing one at that as well, and, you know, just the passion and the raw emotion that goes into it, I think, you know, seeing Lennon loving every single one of those goals as opposed to just having his hands in his pockets and the players just playing with complete freedom, you know, it's something that we miss so much, really.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. I've thoroughly enjoyed watching these last couple of games, mate. So
absolutely.
We will 100% look to do this again in the near future, I think.
Absolutely, yeah, I'd love to.
Maybe we'll do something a bit more modern. Maybe look at the 3-2 against Forest at one point as well.
That
a couple of years down the line. Eh?
Of course, we'll take the suggestions from Twitter as well. And I think in the meantime, we'll work through the pick of the bunch and you know, based on your suggestions, we'll include a couple of those as well.
Fantastic. So, without further ado, we'll leave this episode 119, send it to the in the can, and we'll try and get them out as soon as we possibly can. So,
of course.
lineofyensuite.com and lineofyensuite on Twitter is where you can find us all. I've been Chris. Again, you'll find me on the website talking all kinds of minutes about Wanderers. Will, where will people find you online?
You find me at Twitter at WI1LJ talking nonsense, but we don't on the Line of the Suite. Of course, it's always as professional as always. So keep an eye on there for all our ramblings, which are excellent.
Fantastic. So we'll be back with episode 120, be that another watch-along or whether it's a traditional release, depending upon what happens in the next few days with the club. But keep an eye out for the links coming up on Twitter and Facebook and so on. Let us know what you think about it. And, of course, don't forget to leave us that all-important 5-star review. It's been a treat, Will. I really enjoyed it, mate. I hope we'll do this again soon.
Definitely.
Cool, so I'll let you see us out.
Nice one. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for listening to episode 119 of the Line of the Anna Suite podcast. Set that V.